This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of May, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you souls have love for the one Father. The Father has taught you to have love for souls and not bodies. Question. While you are making which effort does Maya create obstacles? What is the way to become a conqueror of Maya? Answer. You make effort to remember the Father so that your sins can be burnt away. Therefore, it is in this remembrance that Maya creates obstacles. The Father, the Master, shows you ways to become conquerors of Maya. Remember the Master with that recognition, and you will remain happy, and you will continue to make effort and do a lot of service. You will then become conquerors of Maya. Song. Take us away from this world of sin to a place of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. You spiritual children heard the song and understood the meaning of it. No one in the world outside knows its meaning. You children understand that the love of you souls is for the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Souls call out to their Father, the Supreme Soul. Is your love for souls or for bodies? The Father now teaches you that your love should be for souls. Bodies are to be destroyed. Love is in the souls. The Father explains to you that your love should now be for the Father, the Supreme Soul, and not for bodies. Souls call out to their Father to come and to take them to a world of charitable souls. You understand that you were sinful souls and that you are now becoming charitable souls. The Father is making you into charitable souls in a wise way, yukti. It is only when the Father comes himself and tells you children this that you understand and experience that you are becoming pure charitable souls by having remembrance of the Father. Your sins are being burnt away with the power of yoga. Sins cannot be washed away by bathing in the Ganges. People go to bathe in the Ganges and rub that mud on their bodies, but their sins are not washed away by doing that. Sins can only be removed from souls with the power of yoga. The alloy is removed. Only you children know and have the faith that your sins will be burnt away by remembering the Father. If you have faith, you should make effort to have remembrance. It is while you are making this effort that Maya creates obstacles. Maya becomes powerful and battles with the powerful ones very well. Why would she battle with the weak ones? You children should always be aware that you have to become conquerors of Maya and conquerors of the world. No one understands the real meaning of conquering the world by conquering Maya. It is now being explained to you children how you can gain victory over Maya. Maya too is powerful. You children have found the Master. Hardly anyone knows that Master, and that too number-wise. Those who know him have that happiness. They make effort by themselves and also do a lot of service. Many people go to Amnath. Now, all human beings ask how there can be peace in the world. You now show everyone how there was peace and happiness in the Golden Age. There was peace over the whole world. At that time it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There were no other religions then. It was 5,000 years before today that the Golden Age came into existence. The world definitely has to go around in a cycle. This has been shown very clearly in the pictures. The pictures were also created in the previous cycle. These continue to be improved day by day. Sometimes children forget to write the dates, etc., on the pictures. There should definitely be the dates, etc., on the pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is in the intellects of you children that you were residents of heaven and that you are now to become those again. You will claim a status to the extent that you make effort. You are now being made authorities of knowledge by the Father. Devotion is now about to end. There won't be any devotion in the golden and silver ages. Devotion continues for half of each cycle later on. It is only now that you children understand this. After half a cycle, the kingdom of Ravan begins. The whole play is about you people of Bharat. The cycle of 84 births is for Bharat. Previously, you didn't know that Bharat was an imperishable land. Lakshmi and Narayan were called a god and goddess. The status you claim is so elevated, and yet this study is so easy. We will complete this cycle of 84 births and then return home. When you speak of a cycle of 84 births, your intellects go upwards. You now remember the incorporeal world, the subtle region and the corporeal world. Previously you didn't know what the subtle region was. You now understand how you communicate with one another in the movie there. They used to be movie films. This makes it easy for you to explain. Silence, movie, talkie. Your intellects are now aware of the whole cycle from the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan to the present time. While living at home with your families, your only concern should be that you have to become pure. The father explains, while living at home with your families, finish all attachment to the old world. You have to look after your children, etc., but let your intellects be focused on the father. It is said, while working with your hands, let your intellects be with the Father. While feeding your children and bathing them, etc., let there be the remembrance of the Father in your intellects, because you know that a huge burden of sin has been accumulated. That is why your intellects should go to the Father. Remember that beloved a great deal. The Father, the beloved, tells all of you souls, remember me. This part is now being enacted again, and it will repeat again after 5,000 years. The Father shows you such an easy method. There is no other difficulty. Some say they are not able to do this, that they find it very difficult, and that the pilgrimage of remembrance is too difficult. Oh, but can't you remember the Father? You should not forget the Father. The Father has to be remembered very well, because it is only by doing this that your sins can be absolved and you can become ever healthy. Otherwise, you won't be able to become this. You are receiving very good, sound advice. This is a medicine that is fully effective too. I guarantee that through this power of yoga, you will never have any illness for 21 births. Simply remember the Father. It is such an easy method. On the path of devotion, people remember God out of ignorance. The Father now sits here and explains to you. You understand that you came to Baba in the previous cycle too, and that you also made effort then. You now have the firm faith that you used to rule the kingdom and that you then lost it. Now that Baba has come again, you have to claim your fortune of the kingdom from him again. The Father says, remember me and the kingdom, man above. Your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. The drama is now coming to an end. We are to return home. Baba has come to take everyone back home, just as a bridegroom comes to take his bride home. Brides become very happy that they are going to go to their in-laws' home. All of you are Sitas who belong to the one Rama. Only Rama can release you from Ravan's jail and take you back home. The liberator is only that one, and he liberates you from the kingdom of Ravan. Although people do say this is the kingdom of Ravan, they don't understand it accurately. This is now being explained to you children. You are being given very good points to explain to others. Baba has told you to write. Peace is being established in the world by the Father as it was in the previous cycle. Establishment is taking place through Brahma. There used to be peace in the world when it was the kingdom of Vishnu. Hardly anyone understands that Vishnu is Lakshmi and Narayan. They consider Vishnu, Lakshmi and Narayan, and Radha and Krishna to be separate. You now understand this. You are the ones who spin the discus of self-realization. Shiv Baba comes and gives you this knowledge of the world cycle. We are now being made into master oceans of this knowledge by him. You are rivers of this knowledge. This name is given to you, children. People on the path of devotion wander around so much going to bathe. They also perform a lot of charity and give donations. Wealthy ones give a lot in donation. They even donate gold. You now understand how much you used to wander around. You are not Hatha yogis. You are Raj yogis. You used to belong to the pure household path, and you then became impure in the kingdom of Ravan. The Father is now establishing this household religion according to the Dharma. No one else can create this pure path. People ask you, if all of you remain pure, How will the world continue? Tell them, so many sannyasis remain pure, yet the world hasn't stopped, has it? The world population has now grown so much that there isn't enough for people to eat. There is not enough grain, and so what's the point of making the world population grow even more? You children now understand that Baba is present in front of you. However, you cannot see him with your physical eyes. It is with your intellects that you souls understand that Baba is ever present in front of you and teaches you. Tell those who speak about world peace that the Father is now establishing peace in the world. Destruction of the old world is in front of us because of this. Destruction also took place 5,000 years ago. Even now, destruction is in front of everyone. After that, there will be peace in the world. These things are only in the intellects of you children. No one else in the world knows these things. No one else's intellect is aware of these things. You know that there was peace in the whole world in the Golden Age. At that time, there was no other land than Bharat. All the other lands came later. There are now so many lands. It is now the end of this play. People say that God definitely does exist, but they don't know who he is or in what form he comes. It cannot be Sri Krishna. No one could make you do anything through inspiration or his own power. The Father is the most beloved. You receive your inheritance from him. The Father creates heaven. Therefore, he would surely inspire the destruction of the old world. You know that Lakshmi and Narayan existed in the Golden Age. They are now becoming that again with their own efforts. There should be this intoxication. They used to rule in Bharat. Shiv Baba gave you that kingdom and departed. You wouldn't say that Shiv Baba ruled that kingdom and then departed, no. He departed after giving the people of Bharat that kingdom. Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule that kingdom. Baba has come to give us that kingdom once again. He says, sweet children, remember me and spin the cycle. You have taken 84 births. When someone makes less effort, you can understand that he has done less devotion. Those who have done a lot of devotion will make a lot of effort. Baba explains everything very clearly, but it has to sit in your intellects. Your duty is to make effort. If you have done less devotion, you will not be able to have yoga. Remembrance of Shiv Baba will not stay in your intellects. Never become slack in making effort. When you see how powerful Maya is, don't have heart failure. Many storms of Maya will come. It has also been explained to you children that it is the souls who do everything. Bodies will be destroyed. When a soul leaves his body, the body turns to dust. That body will not be taken again. So what then is the benefit of remembering it and crying? Would that same body be taken again? That soul has already left and taken another body. You are now earning such a huge income. You are crediting your account, whereas everyone else is debiting their account. Baba is the innocent businessman. This is why he gives you palaces for 21 births in return for a handful of rice. He gives so much interest. You can accumulate as much as you want for the future. However, do not think that you can give it to him at the end. What would he do with it at that time? He is not a foolish businessman. Of what use would it be if he couldn't use it, but yet had to give interest for it? He wouldn't take anything from such people. You receive palaces for 21 births in return for a handful of rice. You receive so much interest. Baba says, I am the number one innocent one. I give you that kingdom of the world. Simply belong to me and do service. It is because he is the innocent Lord that everyone remembers him. You are now on the path of this knowledge. Now follow the Father Srimat and claim your kingdom. You tell Baba that you have come to claim your kingdom, and that too in the Sun Dynasty. Acha. May your mouth be sweetened. May it happen practically. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Claim the kingdom by following Srimat. Give a handful of rice and claim a palace for 21 births. Accumulate an income for the future. 2. While living at home with your family, finish all your attachment to this old world and become completely pure. While doing everything, keep your intellect focused on the Father. Blessing. May you be a world benefactor and enable others to move forward with the good wishes for them in your mind. If someone is doing something wrong, consider that one to be under an influence and give him the drishti of mercy to transform him. Do not discuss it. If someone comes to a standstill in front of a rock, your duty is to go beyond it and enable that one to go across too as your companion. For this, look at each one's speciality and continue to ignore their weaknesses. Now is not the time to caution anyone with words, but to move forward and enable others to move forward by cooperating with them with the good wishes for them in your mind. For only then will you be able to be said to be a world benefactor. Slogan: tighten your belt of determination and you will not get upset on your seat. Aviat signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. The sun of revelation will rise when the flame of purity is ignited everywhere. Just as they go around everywhere with that flame, in the same way, let the flame of purity sparkle everywhere, so that everyone will see the Father and recognize him. The more stable the flame of purity is, the more easily everyone will recognize the Father, and there will then be cries of victory for purity. Om Shanti.